a word for you from Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. What more do you need regarding sexual immorality? How God commands you to stay far from it. Last time we looked at how in just two verses, six times does the Lord say, avoid this immorality, do not travel on this path, stay far from it, etc. But again, the theme of these first nine chapters is hold on to wisdom and avoid evil. Wisdom being Christ himself. For here is wisdom personified. The Lord Jesus, we are told in 1 Corinthians, has been made unto us wisdom from God. But notice here that though the lips of an immoral woman, and of course whether it's immoral woman or man, it is exactly the same. Her or his lips, they drip honey. It seems so sweet. But in the end, verse 4, she is as bitter as wormwood. This was the comparison of the bitterest thing that they could find. Nothing else, no comparison as bitter as wormwood. But worse than that, not just the taste, but sharp as a two-edged sword. In other words, death itself. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Recently, it has come to light yet again. One of the great preachers in America, a very good man from a wonderful godly family, who was found to be having an affair in his church, a very prominent church. Many years ago, Billy Graham and his team, just five of them, made a covenant not to be with the opposite sex alone, in a room or in a car, other than their own wife or their own daughter. But this man, who related to him, seemed to have ignored that and took heed and was persuaded by the lips of an immoral woman. And he has lost his ministry. He's had to resign. And this is a recurrence happening again and again. And it will happen yet again. But will it happen to you? Or will you cling to wisdom, staying far from that person whose lips drip honey?